John Decker, our own White House correspondent. We have Nikki Haley on our way into the studios this morning live, and she's been in New Hampshire. We had Governor Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey, yesterday saying he's seriously considering a run. And a new poll, John Decker, in New Hampshire. Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, take it away, John.
Well, that's right. There are actually two new polls. I know you want to talk about New Hampshire for good reason, but the two new polls involve the two first states that vote in the process for Republicans. That's Iowa and New Hampshire. And in Iowa, Ron DeSantis, according to this new poll, has an 8-point lead over Donald Trump. That's pretty remarkable. He's only visited Iowa once. And that was part of a book tour that he's done recently. As far as New Hampshire is concerned, according to this new poll, 39% each. It's tied up between Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. That, too, is pretty remarkable when you consider the amount of times that Ron DeSantis has been in New Hampshire in the course of his political life. So, two polls that I'm paying a lot of attention to, and I think Donald Trump is too. That's the reason I think why you saw all of that criticism leveled at Ron DeSantis this weekend at that campaign rally in Waco, Texas.
Yeah, it's interesting. Chris Christie, I asked him about the, you know, DeSantis-Trump battering each other, and Christie said, look, you know, Donald Trump is not going to leave this race on his own. Someone has to beat him and take him on and be as quick as he is on defining and branding and nickname everyone. So we'll see where this goes. Our own White House correspondent, John Decker. Thank you, John.
Thanks a lot, Jack. Bye-bye.